And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 22nd of November, 2012. It's the feast day of Saint Cecilia, the patron saint of musicians, because she sang to God as she died a martyr's death. It was on this day, 1963, about 12:30 in the afternoon, President John F. Kennedy was fatally shot while riding in a motorcade in Dallas, Texas. The Warren Commission concluded that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in shooting the president, a conclusion that less than half of all Americans believe. Don DeLillo's novel Libra is about the Kennedy assassination. He wrote, "What has become unraveled since that afternoon in Dallas is the sense of a coherent reality most of us shared. We seem from that moment to have entered a world of randomness and ambiguity." Today is Thanksgiving Day. It was in the fall of 1621, the Plymouth colonists, barely surviving the previous winter, they'd lost about half their population, put on a feast along with the Wampanoag people and their chief Massasoit, who'd been friendly to the pilgrims, helped teach them how to live in the New World, a man known as Squanto, who was a Patuxet Indian living with the Wampanoag tribe and who knew English because he'd been a slave in England. It was Squanto who taught the settlers how to plant corn and beans and squash and how to catch eel and shellfish. So, on this day, 1621, the pilgrims held a harvest festival. They had seven houses there in Plymouth and a meeting house and storehouses, not enough room for all of their guests. They had about 90 Wampanoag joining 50 English settlers. So they built temporary shelters. The feast went on for more than just one day. They had squash and venison and cabbage and corn and onions. The Wampanoag got to taste cinnamon and ginger, nutmeg, pepper, and in between the feasting, they played games and sports, and they danced and they sang. It was in 1863, in the wake of the Battle of Gettysburg, that Abraham Lincoln issued a Thanksgiving proclamation declaring the fourth Thursday in November the National Thanksgiving Day, but it was not made official by Congress until 1941. Here's a poem for today, a poem from the first book published in America, the Bay Psalm Book of 1640. Psalm 23. "The Lord to me a shepherd is, want therefore shall not I. He in the folds of tender grass doth cause me down to lie. To waters calm me gently leads, restore my soul doth he. He doth in paths of righteousness for his name's sake lead me. Yea, though in valley of death's shade I walk, none ill I'll fear, because thou art with me, thy rod and staff my comfort are. For me a table thou hast spread in presence of my foes. Thou dost anoint my head with oil, my cup it overflows. Goodness and mercy surely shall all my days follow me, and in the Lord's house I shall dwell so long as days shall be." Psalm 23 from the Bay Psalm Book of 1640. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Wall Street Journal, with features written to help discover something new every day, including weekends. Subscriptions to the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition at wsj.com/getweekend. And by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.